It's the Up and Country Show, where the heart of Nashville matches thrilling adventures with rising country artists. I'm your host, Sue Bonzel. Join us as we explore the vibrant Nashville area alongside talented musicians, combining exhilarating escapades with exclusive interviews and energetic live performances. Each week, we dive into the captivating world of country music, showcasing the next generation of artists who are poised to make their mark on the industry. Let's get it started. I paid a visit back to Sam Ash Music outside of Nashville to meet up with country dynamo Hallie Kearns. She tried out a couple of new guitars, and we got to talk about her upcoming tour and her very unique pants. Then I'll spend some time with Canadian artist Parker Gray, talking about her sad song style and the worst physical pain she's ever been in. Plus the importance of physical and mental health. Let's kick off this episode with Hallie Kearns. All right, Hallie Kearns is joining us today at Sam Ash Music in Madison, just outside of Nashville. So welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Okay, I'm excited to see you again because we have history.
We do.
We go way back to June. So you got to play my event that we did, our 90s country event, songwriter round in Healdsburg, California, wine country.
The only thing that saves me is me down in Tennessee. Baby, you're the reason why
I dream whiskey.
How was that for you?
It's country music and wine country. It was a freaking dream. It was perfect.
And you got to do some wine tasting while you were there, too.
Yeah. All right. Like, same simultaneously.
She's got skills. Now, you were also there for Country Summer, the big country music festival in Santa Rosa, California. Was that the first year you've done Country Summer?
It was. Your show was my first performance in California.
Yeah.
That's my first country summer.
And how was it for you?
Oh, it was perfect. I mean, again, I would give anything just to go back again and do it all over. It's the best of both worlds. You get the perfect weather, perfect scenery, and then you're going to play country music. So that's just a dream.
I'm just hanging out here at Country Summer!
So this year, is this kind of marking more of the festivals for you that you've done those in the past, or is this really the big year for festivals?
I've done some little fairs and that sort of thing, and then I played one festival before. So this is my first year, like, full out, doing like kind of a festival tour, if you will. So it's, brand new.
Yeah, and you were at CMA Fest on a pretty big stage. You weren't even on a tiny stage. You were on a big stage.
That blew my mind. That one had no idea how big it was, so I walked out there. Oh, this little
nature song.
Water right sight, all of a sudden. It was great. It was really, really
cool. Well, let's talk about the pants. I got to talk about your pants. I don't even know if we can see your pants or not, but check this out.
So now you said you made these? I did. I don't want anyone to get the wrong impression, though. I did sew these. However, I have not sewn anything else since then. So this is a one-and-done situation.
Okay.
I would love to get more into it. It's just great.
I was going to say, like, is that kind of like a side hobby? Sure. And when do you have time to do that?
I love it. I just don't have a lot of time right now. Okay. But I hope one day to, like, be able to make all my outfits.
Oh, you know what? I'm feeling like a clothing line coming,
yes,
right?
Absolutely, like, yes. It's like a thrift flip situation. I would love it.
Ooh, I like that idea. I love thrifting. So much fun. Next trip, we're going to go on a thrift store show.
I'm going to have to go
up there. Yeah, not at all. Oh, I love making plans. It's so fun.
We got to have it on the books. I'm looking forward to it.
Absolutely. Well, let's talk about your music. I saw this beautiful video of you playing a song for your mom, and it's just a song that you wrote for your mom. Tell us about that song.
Yeah, absolutely. It's called Like Her, and it's a Mother's Day song for her. It came out on Mother's Day weekend. And it's just kind of a way to honor our relationship. We had kind of a rocky relationship growing up. And so when we were able to reconnect when I was about 19, we've been like best friends since then. So I really wanted something that kind of honored where we've been, but also where we are now, and just nodded at her and told her a little over. And that's one thing. And a lot of other people just love their moms as much as I do. So it gave them something to give to their mom too. So hopefully.
Yeah, you kind of like the music that I'm seeing that you're doing really, I feel like, resonates with your audience. So, you know, you've got a mom song, right?
Yeah.
You got a dad song, too. Dad song, so,
sure.
So talk about the dad song, too.
Yeah, my dad is my best friend in the world. He's incredible. He just gave whoever I end up with like some really, really big shoes to fill. So I wrote a song called Just That, and I wanted to do the same thing, just honor him and what he's had for me and my sisters all growing up.
I love the videos that you have of you and your dad, and you can really see that relationship.
Yeah.
So tell me about like the initial contact or the phone call or whatever you received from Tim McGraw.
So I knew he was going to freak out. I mean, we were in CDs when I was little, and Tim was always on there in some form or another, whether it's like the whole CD or just a few songs. We had listened to him my whole life. So that was one. And I got that email, I was like, okay, how am I going to tell myself? I made him guess, didn't guess Tim earlier on because he thought he was just like too,
right?
Too big. You know, he's like, ow, water. And it's just so far out there. So I have news.
There's something. I think there's something.
I'm opening for someone, and I want you to guess.
I really think everybody who's used to be on our old CD that we burned. Think of Ross.
And if you're gonna love me
like you're right, me a little, you are not.
Baby, you've got that big shoes.
I love it. I love this so much. You have no idea what my favorites do.
I know, me too. He's been cheering me on since I was playing little dive bars and little like coffee shops and that kind of thing since I was 18. So he's been along the whole journey and cheered me on ever since. So
I feel like Tim McGraw really is one of those that's like really stepped up to give a lot of new artists a chance. Yeah. We've actually had a lot of artists, Alexandra Kay,
yes,
Brandon Davis, who was touring with Tim last year. They've been on our show too. And I appreciate that about him.
Feel like I'm a huge champion
for sure. Now, I did see that when he was on tour with Brandon Davis, they did a lot of working out. Are you going to be working out with Tim McGraw?
I would give anything. I would do a workout with Tim McGraw. I think he would whip my butt. I'm not being honest. I'm going to be too sore to play after that.
Saw this adorable video. And I believe it was your Bible study group where you were holding a puppy. And every one of the girls came in one at a time and you captured their reaction. Tell me what was going on with all of that.
One of my friends got a new golden retriever puppy. He was the cutest little thing. His name was Nash, the most classic Nash dog.
Perfect.
He was perfect. And he was like 11 weeks old or something like that. Just a little baby. And I knew that every single one of those girls would have some kind of perfect reaction. So just wanted to capture it as they were walking in.
It was great. It was so cute. So if you're not following Hallie Curran, make sure you follow her. And you might get glimpses of the
doggies and dad's crying and other things like that.
It's truth or truth.
Are you ready to play truth or truth?
I'm ready to play truth or truth.
Okay. She saw the cards and she was like, are we going to
play it? I was like,
I'm sweating. Like, let's go. Let her go. It's exciting stuff. No, they're not stacked at all.
You read it?
Yep.
Have you ever broken the law? I probably did driving. Trying to get here on time. I speed genuinely everywhere.
Are you kind of a wet foot?
Yes. It's really, really bad.
Any speeding tickets?
Oh. A lot of speeding warnings. I mean, probably. Okay. But I think I've gotten 3 tickets.
Okay, you've gotten 3 tickets.
But I probably pull over 12 times.
That's just what I was going to say. Like, how many times have you talked your way out of it?
It's like, hey, how's it going?
You're like all sorry,
hair of the limit.
Yeah, I'm so sorry.
You know,
I was on my way to a very important interview with Up and Country.
Yeah, I do. I get that from my dad, the like road aggression.
I feel like that's where all my anger in the world
comes out. I'm like on a racetrack all of a sudden.
I'm impressed that you've talked your way out of that being ticket.
I think it's just like a luck thing.
Put it on the resume. Just, you know,
yeah.
I think that's a notable.
I have this theory that all my bad luck in the world comes out in cars. I've had so many cars break down, like just tire. I think there were 9 tires that popped in the last 3 years. And so I've had like really, really bad luck. There's a whole slew of things with cars, but
you haven't wrecked any cars?
I've wrecked 3. Great.
Don't get on the car. I was just going to say, I'm like, I'm not sure I want to ride with Hallie when we're going shopping.
I'm not a great driver.
Okay, well, we got the scoop. We're gonna hopefully get you. We're gonna get you so much fame and fortune that we're just gonna get you a driver. Hallie needs a driver. She might be taking resumes. I don't know. Be accept resumes from drivers.
I'm a little bit of backseat driver.
They won't like me much, but
it's okay.
Put up the partition.
That's some bougie. That's some level I don't even know about.
But okay, well, it'd be so fun. Yeah. I think that would be fun. Yeah. All right. Well, we got a little inside scoop on the driving skills of Hallie Kearns. So
trash.
We're going to do Cowboy Wisdom. This is another set of cards that I made. You can get them at upandcountry.com. So we're going to get your daily cowboy wisdom.
Let's see. A little talent.
Okay. Number 123. It's okay for you to believe what you believe. It's not okay for you to demand others believe the same way.
Well, I think you're a good one.
It doesn't look convincing. Wow. Don't call me out like that.
I mean, it's not specific to it. Is there anything that you're very passionate about in your beliefs?
Let me just like drive faster.
You're not driving.
You're driving fast.
You need to drive faster.
No judgment. No judgment. I'm like drive faster.
Yeah, exactly. you're a regular national driver.
Yeah, it's not Nashville. We need to chill out. Is what it really bottom line.
Well, I want to thank you so much for being here, taking the time to chat with me. And of course, we're going to be following you on all the socials and all of the things that you're doing and the events and your shows and the festivals.
Thank you.
And all of that and all the new music. So make sure you're streaming that as well. Bye.
Days got longer, years got shorter. You moved on, but I still think of you over.
All right. I am excited that I'm going to call her my good friend. Parker Gray is here. We've been friends online.
On the internet.
So great to see you too. And it's weird. The internet is a wild place. But it brings amazing people together.
It does. Exactly. Like, I've been following you for a long time and I've been like, you know, I had to get her on my show. And like, you were in Canada.
Yeah. And now, so you just moved to Nashville this spring, right?
I did. I just moved in April and I've been back and forth for like 2.5 years. So it's good to just finally like get here and be here. So it's now the new home. I drove a Fiat 500 Sport. So a chiclet from Vancouver, Canada in 3 days. And it was just tunnel vision.
Oh, man.
I got my visa and I've been waiting to get it. It was this whole thing. And then I got it and I packed up my lunch at 7 hours. And then I drove by myself. It was awful.
Anyways. And I'm here.
And now I'm here.
And it was worth every mile.
Every mile.
And now the tagline on your Instagram is bringing the sadness back?
Yeah, to making country music sad again.
Making country music with the other.
And it's that and saddies for the baddies.
Yes, tell me about that.
Yeah, so making country music sad again was a funny, like, mistake. It happened because of Clubhouse, and I joined Clubhouse, and everyone's like, you need a cool tagline. And I was like, cool. And I thought this would be great. And it really stuck. And then anytime people meet me, they're like, you don't seem very sad, though. And I'm like, yeah, I'm bad B. And I'm like, but it's saddies for the baddies. So, you know, you can be like killing it and be stoked on life.
Tell us about that song, because I think it has to do with the relationship, correct?
Yeah. So don't they all? So One That Got Away is one that I started writing it on guitar. The book of it didn't happen until we were in the room. And I didn't really know where to go with it. And the person it was half about, you're not the one that got away. But that's okay.
All right.
Still die, half your number. When I'm drunk and going home, I still write songs all about you. When I should be letting go. Daddy says, men don't change. Mama says,
it's a bit more like up-tempo, more like good summer bop vibes,
yeah,
compared to all my like really sad mellow ballads. But I'm really excited for this one, and it seems like the folks on TikTok are kind of starting to get excited about it too, so
yeah,
I'm really excited to release that.
You're affiliated with a candle company.
I am.
So tell us about your very special candle.
Yeah, so All Country News has an amazing organization called Good Sentiments, and they asked me to come on board to do a candle. It's called Saddies for the Baddies. It's a tobacco vanilla scent. It smells like a like vibey Western dream. What's amazing about it is that every artist that comes on to do that program with them, you get to pick a charity of your choice. And I selected the Vanderbilt Ingraham Cancer Care Center. So $5 of every candle benefits that organization.
So you are Canadian.
Yeah.
How has that been in your country music career? Like, how do you feel like it's been a benefit to you? I know there's a lot of country artists that have come out of Canada, obviously, like Shania Twain,
yeah,
like probably the biggest one that everybody knows.
Yeah.
But probably a lot more that they don't know.
Yeah.
But how is your feeling with that? Like, being Canadian,
yeah,
and coming to Nashville, you know, country music.
Yeah.
What's been your experience?
It's been, you know what, really cool. And I think there's been an interesting kind of wave of new artists, like young Canadian artists and quite a bit of female artists who are really starting to like come up right now. And Canada is doing some really cool stuff. Shout out Canada. First, when I started writing, I was writing on Zoom mostly. And most of the people I collaborated with were all Canadians. And it really wasn't until I started making trips to Nashville that I started to like expand my group of people to the amazing talent that's here.
When did you start really like getting serious about your music?
So I have actually been doing this for over 10 years.
Okay.
But I started in rock electro.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't even know what that is?
I don't you know what?
I don't think I even know what that is.
I don't know what it would be now. But okay. At the time, it was like these bands like Bat for Lashes and Fantagram and like these really cool like indie rock pop vibes. And it was really awesome. And a band in Vancouver. And that's how it all kind of started. And I grew up on country music and I just never could figure out how to like connect the dots. And I ended up going solo and did pop music,
okay,
which was fine, but it never felt super genuine. And I never felt like I connected with my own lyrics, which was also really strange. And it wasn't until 2017, I was producing a single and was super in the country scene and gospel scene. And we ended up connecting and we wrote Do Over, which was my debut single. And when we were writing that, I was like, it was like just this massive epiphany. I'm like, oh, this is what I'm supposed to be doing. Like, and it was just this full circle moment of like thinking about being in my mom's like Vitara Jeep thing and like listening to Shania and like Reba and all of that and being like, oh, I'm here. I'm at the destination. So that kind of like really kicked off country. So I've really only been doing country properly since like 2017.
Okay.
So it's been amazing. And I've been very lucky to, you know, fall into amazing people who have like really lifted me up and supported my music. But I feel like I'm home.
Good.
It's very nice.
Well, and you're telling great stories. And I feel like that's kind of the power of country music where it's like,
yeah,
it really, you know, not to say other music doesn't have stories. It just seems like it's more of a storyteller genre.
Yes.
And so when you get those songwriters together where you've got kind of an experience and somebody's got something similar and you're like, hey, let's do this.
Yeah.
And then it's just like magic.
Totally. And I'm the person that like wears my heart on my sleeve and what you see is what you get. There's not really a lot of like, oh, I had no idea you felt that way. Like I'm definitely very emotional. And so it's been one of those things where it's made songwriting so much easier to just be like incredibly vulnerable and tell the story and like just make it as real and raw as possible. And that's definitely paid off for me. So all the feelings, all the times. I fell into some new pockets of people who have been amazing. And I've written some of my favorite songs I've ever written in the last 2 months. To just keep this going. But if there's anybody who's like, hey, look, let's write, I'm like, oh my gosh, let's do it. Like, I'm the nerd at the writer's rounds that's sitting in the back, like looking up people's Instagrams and then like creeping their life and then being like, hey, I'm Canadian.
I'm kidding.
Yeah, it doesn't really help. I'll be honest, it doesn't make a difference. But they're like, cool.
It's truth or truth.
You want to show?
Oh, no, it's great.
Oh, no, it's like, serious. I mean, this,
like, is this rigged?
This is not rigged. So this is just like, so these are all questions that I've found or I thought would be kind of cool questions. I made the deck myself. It's truth or truth. You can get it at upandcountry.com. So I
love this.
So you get to pick. We don't know what's going to happen.
I don't know.
I'm
going to read it.
Yeah, then you read it.
You would be really great. What's the worst physical pain you've ever experienced? So I used to be very much in the snowboarding world. So I was a competitive snowboarder for a while. And I was the person chucking myself up like 30-foot jumps and like hitting rails and doing that stuff. And I was in a competition and I like on a snowboard, you use it like a gas pedal, essentially. So if you hit your edge, you fall over. I was like not paying attention, and I went forward, and I like just fishtail. But I snapped my collarbone so badly. It was not great. And I'd had some like really bad spills, but the collarbone break was one of the worst pains I've ever experienced in my life, because not only was it bad in the moment, but it was bad until it was gone, like until it had fully healed. Like I was just in a sling.
I was going to say, you can't really do anything.
No.
Right?
And it was this side. So I you can't sleep on it. You can't move. And they don't give you, like, didn't really give you any painkillers, because they're like, you'll be fine. And I'm like, I don't know about that. But that was awful. And every small movement, because you just don't realize how much you, like, shift your body. It's like when you, like, stub your toe and you're like, I didn't realize I used my toe. But yeah.
But only slightly worse.
Only slightly worse. Yeah, that was terrible. I would not wish that upon anybody.
Man.
Coming up on like 10 years of doing it, 8 years of coaching. And I fell into that very oddly as well. It was like they were doing free classes and I never looked back. And big, 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 big junkie for fitness. And I think it's important for our mental health and our overall well-being, especially if you struggle with any sort of mental health issues. Me when like I really didn't have a lot going on, and I'm very grateful for finding it. I always did sports as a kid, but like the community of adults exercising together and kind of going into a pain cave every now and again, there's some fun about it. Like find ways to stay in shape and healthy, both like mentally, physically, emotionally, and yeah. I just love it. Find whatever you like.
You know what? Listen to more country music. Preferably Parker Gray,
Listen to sad music and then do some burpees.
Do some burpees. That's the prescription for today.
Yeah. Cowboy Wisdom cards. So this is your cards for inspiration. A little inspiration for the day. And still keep, are your word, a smile and a great heart.
That sounds like a great card for you.
I love this one. I have to take a picture of this before I leave.
She picked a good one. You can pick one too. You can get your own deck at opencountry.com. Thank you so much for taking the time to come meet with me, to have some fun today at Sam Ash Music. And of course, we're going to be following you on all the socials and getting all the new music that's coming our way.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so grateful to be here. Appreciate it.
Bye, y'all. So I'm basically TikTok. Thank you. Okay, we got it.
As you can probably hear, are here at Sam Ash. It's a little bit.
It's busy.
There's a lot going on here.
People are excited to be here as well. The marching band's coming in for us. They're gonna.
I feel like they're warming up back there, right? Like, okay, any minute they're going to come around the corner. Here they come.
Well, you guys are so excited to see me. This is amazing.
We put together a marching band just because Parker Gray is here. It's all happening right now at Sam Ash.
I love that.
I love it for us.
Shoot it to me.
Check it. Shoot me straight.
Join me, Sue Bonzel, every week for interviews and adventures with rising country artists on Up and Country.